I'm watching this 13 minute thing. Here we go.
So I just wanted to have an informal conversation. I was going to put a suit on and do this formally, but I think it's better if I do this informally. Highlighting some of the things that everybody already knows about how the Matrix operates and what they're trying to do to me and what I believe is going to happen next. It's quite interesting that they are attacking me and attempting to vilify me at the exact same time, whereas real predators, which work for the media establishment, are being ousted. So it's really interesting to do a juxtaposition and do a comparison, right, between how they will treat Philip Schofield, who is confirmed as a groomer, who is admitting he has committed sexual crimes, and how they'll treat me, a man with no convictions and no admission of sexual crimes. Look at the differences in the headlines. Look at how soft they are in their interviews with him.
You've had quite the week.
How are you?
Look at how now, after only 2 or 3 days, the headlines are saying we should forgive him and feel sorry for him and let him off. Whereas me, who's been under constant media assault for over a year, they never let up. They never change. Someone sent me a clip yesterday of Philip Schofield saying he's going to kill himself and how sad he is.
Last week, if my daughters hadn't been there, then I wouldn't be here.
Why do they keep pushing me? Why do they keep pushing me, playing the sympathy card? And all the headlines are now like, yeah, we can't keep attacking this poor man. For 1 year they've attacked me, and they will not stop. And this highlights the difference between the people who are on the side of the establishment and the people who are not on the side of the establishment. I've been offered to sell my soul very many times. I want everyone at home to understand, you do not become the most Googled man on earth, especially amongst the demographic of young men, which have money to spend, without very large companies and corporations becoming extremely interested in you. I've been offered $50 to $60 million by companies I'm not going to name. All I had to do was shut up. Shut up, take the money, wear the stupid hat, wave around the stupid drink, whatever it is, and continue to agree with whatever the Matrix says, regardless of my own personal feelings, my personal views and beliefs, and just push it on the minds of young children. And I refuse to do that. I refuse to sell my soul. If I would have sold my soul to a large corporation, and then this attack happened, which I very much doubt this level of Matrix attack would have even happened to me, but if it did, then this large corporation would speak to the media, and the media would be treating me like they treat Philip Schofield. They wouldn't be treating me as an enemy, they'd be treating me as an ally. All I had to do was sell my soul, and I refused. The recent BBC interview that took place, I don't think most people understand genuinely how snaky that interview was. The reason I had to destroy her so ruthlessly is because of how the interview was set up. When I was in jail, the BBC was constantly trying to get me to give an interview over the phone, and I refused. When I left jail, the BBC begged me for an interview, daily begging me, and for 3 months I refused. Eventually, once I understood, after my 3rd month of house arrest, what the Romanian government is going to do to me, which we're going to discuss shortly, I thought now would be a good time to get an interview. BBC begged me, saying that Romania has one of the most corrupt justice systems in Europe, that there's serious problems with the case, lots of evidence that's been leaked shows Andrew's innocent, that Andrew's side of the story hasn't been heard, that we're interested in fair and unbiased journalism, that we don't want to come there and do a hit piece. We want to speak to him and try and find out the truth of what's happening. In fact, we're going to send you the questions we want to ask in advance. I'm not a coward. I never ask for questions in advance. I don't care because I'm a professional and I will destroy anyone instantly. But they sent us a list of questions, which was shown to me. And I was like, well, those are actually interesting questions. What's my mental health like? What's Romanian jail like? What's it like being in a courtroom where everyone's speaking a language you don't understand and having your liberty deprived of you? I thought, this is going to be an interesting interview. I agree. The BBC, all nice smiles and all lies, sent us this entire spiel turned up, turned the cameras on, sat down, and attacked me.
Have you ever put any and applied any psychological control on any of the women you dated?
No, and I respect women. This idea that a man, that I'm so much smarter that I can hypnotize somebody, I think is extremely misogynistic idea. I think your idea is misogynistic to believe that women don't have their own free thoughts and free minds. They attempted to sucker punch me. They attempted to shake my hand and knock me out with a sucker punch once the cameras were on, to hit me when I was off guard. They expected me to be off guard, ready to talk about my mental health, and hit me with these questions and me make a fool of myself, unaware that I'm a master of Aikido. And when you attempt to sucker punch me, it simply misses, and I destroy you.
I think we're done.
Yep. Unmatched perspicacity. Just because I'm the best there's ever been, and me, with my quick thinking and nearly incomparable wit, can sit and destroy a professional reporter and her entire research team's preparation, just because I make that look easy, doesn't mean I should be forced to succumb to these unfortunate circumstances. 99% of the population, if they were tricked the way I was tricked, would look a fool on camera. They were very prepared to try and make a fool of me. But I'm the best there's ever been. Did they do this to Philip Schofield? No. Where was the BBC's outrage when Rolf Harris or Jimmy Savile were touching children? They don't care. Where's the BBC's outrage when certain other people, high level in society, members of the royal family, are caught having pictures with minors? They don't care. But they will continue to try and convince you that I am something I am not, on repeat, over and over and over again. These people are worse than disingenuous. They are worse than simply liars. They are evil. They are a club. And if you sell your soul and join the club, they offer you protection. And if you don't, they aim to destroy you, which is what they're trying to do to me. The reason I decided to give the interview to the BBC is because I now believe that the next step, and I'm going to call it, because I've called everything that's happened to me so far. Look at my old interviews. I said, stage two, they're going to try and put me in jail.
I understand that you get three strikes in this game. Strike one is they try and shut you up and discredit you, which I've just been through. Strike two is they try and put you in jail for no reason. And strike three is they kill you.
The truth is this. So I knew it was coming. I absolutely not knew it was coming because of how orchestrated it was. The only thing, and I'll state this at the beginning, the only reason I'm upset by being canceled is because I've expired one of my lives.
I mean, I'd never kill myself. Don't fucking try. But, bro, because that's what's next. That's what's next. It's scary. I'm telling you, everyone thinks I'm paranoid. Everyone thinks I'm crazy.
So it's like every single organization on the face of the planet is corrupt. This is what I say to people. I say, listen, and I'm going to say this on this podcast now because I say it in every other one. I would never, ever kill myself. I truly believe they're going to come and they're going to try and kill me on a long enough time frame because they tried to shut me up and I won't shut up. They're either going to try and put me in jail or they're going to kill me. And I would never kill myself under any circumstances ever. And the reason I say this, and I say this to people, and they go, but what can they put you in jail for? And I'm like, how ignorant are you in your ignorance to believe they need a reason? You believe it's fair. You believe I can get a lawyer and prove myself innocent. That's not how it works. They decide you're guilty long before and they find a reason why. And it doesn't matter what you do about it, you will pay the fucking price. It's not fair. None of it is. Every single system's corrupt. It actually annoys me when people say that to me. Well, just get a lawyer. Why? They can't put you in jail if you're innocent. Yes, they fucking can. And that's what people don't understand about the world. They can and they do and they fucking will. And that's what's scary.
I'm going to call what's going to happen next. The Matrix is extremely angry. And they are angry because their weapons aren't working. I remain unfazed. This is the first time in history someone who's canceled became more popular than before. This is the first time in history where a full broadside of media lies for over a year across every single outlet that they control has failed. Nobody believes them. Nobody. So now what do they do? Well, I believe the UK is going to try and raise charges against me. Don't know what for. I've done nothing wrong. Something's going to appear from nowhere. In fact, I will say that I have some very high-level friends and some whistleblowers who are confirming exactly that to me. They've looked at me and thought, we have to get this guy. What's he done? Nothing. Find something. Find. Who cares? Get some papers. Move some papers around, get a judge who'll stamp them, and put them in jail. It doesn't matter that I've done nothing wrong. I also want to say that I believe the Romanian government is going to charge me. They're not going to charge me because they have any evidence. And they're not going to charge me because I'm guilty of anything. They're going to charge me because after a 14-month investigation, 6 months of arrest, which is the maximum they can possibly give me without charge, I don't think they can just drop this. Imagine they just drop this tomorrow. Oh, we made it all up. Imagine that. What choice do they have but to charge me? If they charge me, I have to go to trial. Now, of course, I still believe in Romanian justice. I really, truly believe that even with Romanian justice systems or matrix-controlled justice systems, I'll be found innocent. Because I know the case file and I know what's in it. But that's going to take years. They're going to waste 1.5 to 2 years of my life, make me go to trial. Then when I'm found not guilty, it's been years. Who cares, right? Distance from event. If they drop it now, it's the biggest story in the world. They can't drop it. They're going to charge me. They're not going to charge me because I've done anything wrong. They're going to charge me because that's how the matrix works. Unfortunately, I'm up against an enemy which I can't really, truly beat. I can't beat them. All I can do is continue to discredit them to the point where nobody believes them anymore. And I cannot do that without having perspicacious, intelligent people at home who are analyzing the situation and truly understand what is happening to me. If I have to martyr myself, if I have to some degree sacrifice my liberty and the quality of my life to highlight how the matrix operates, how the legal system and the media work hand in hand to try and convince the populace somebody is guilty before a judge says they are guilty because they have pre-decided to say this person is guilty because of his wrongthink. If I have to sacrifice myself to do those things, then I guess at least my imprisonment is a noble one. And I'm a man. And although Romanian jail is as close to hell as you can find on planet Earth, if I have to suffer it, I will do that because I will not sell my soul. The point of this video is only to highlight and make clear the differences in how the people inside of the club are treated against versus the people who are outside of the club. And also for me to predict the future for everyone to understand when new charges come, when new countries attempt to attack me, when the Matrix unrelentingly continues to print lies about me and try to convince the world that I am a bad person, I hope it does nothing else but show the world that I am a good person. These people are liars. The people they tell you are good are not good. The people they tell you are bad are the good ones. Do not believe a word that they say. All in all, my predictions for the future are not certain. My future is certainly not certain. Whether I'll continue to breathe or continue to be free, nobody knows. But the one thing I can guarantee to absolutely everybody at home and anybody who believes in me and my message.
This thing is a great fucking talker.
And anybody who listens to me speak, I will never sell my soul, I will never be controlled, and I will never lie.
Nigga, I'm going to TopG.com to sign up, nigga. This nigga knows, like, this nigga could talk. The free Tate shirt, $100? That's it? To fight the Matrix? Oh, hell, man. Chat, what size do y'all think I wear? I'm at an XL. Buy two of these bitches. Wait, there's only 967 left? Come on, man. I'm going to put this in after. Y'all niggas going to steal my credit card info, man. I wish this was in black. TopG.com. Free Top G. Oh, there's a website in the back of it. FreeTopG.com. Let's go. FreeTopG.com. It's like he almost prepared for this. Oh, shit. It's like the Matrix. Tate's such an amazing talker. I kid you not. I think he also tweeted about, like, the things that was, like, taken from him. Apparently, he had $380 million taken from him in crypto, which sounded crazy to me. I ain't gonna lie to you. I thought the nigga was capping a little bit how rich he was. Nigga, I didn't know he had $380 million. Nigga, I thought he was capping. Where is it at? Let me see if I can see it. You've been tweeting a lot today. Jesus Christ. Here we go. 380. I'm trying to search it. Look. update. Dicot noted in their indictment to confiscate over $300 million U.S. From the Tate brothers in cryptocurrency. 15 luxury cars, 14 luxury watches, 15 lands of buildings. Oh my God. Nah, these niggas was having it. Lord. 380? God damn, my boy was eating good out here. All right. Again, I'm going to be honest with you. I can't tell if this is... I know, by the way, he's drawn a really interesting parallel between this Matrix conversation, the actual movie, and, you know, what some people might just be like, these are just bigger entities and governments who might, you know, see him as a enemy to the state in the fact that he's influencing young men. You know, I try to leave room for just all possibilities, right? Maybe his fame has drawn attention. Like, put it like this. If you do a hit and run and you're relatively unknown, you might get away with it if they don't have everything to catch you. If you're like one of the most famous people on earth, it's hard to get away with crime. I always said there is no famous criminals, really. Right? Like, if you're a famous criminal, it's only a matter of time before the government comes and gets you. So is it Tate's actual crimes that's coming to catch up to him, or are they that threatened by him, right? The Matrix terminology is a cool one, but, when I hear him talk about that, that's tongue-in-cheek for me. I move that to the left. It appears that his fame has probably not helped him because, well, obviously it's helped him in terms of luxuries and money he got, but it looks like if you have all these places investigating you for the same crime, right? It's always some human trafficking shit. Do I think he's guilty? I don't think so. But I would think they would be a little bit more creative to make up some other shit. Like, if you're just trying to just lock the guy up, make up some other shit. And by the way, I'm also saying that to say, they might make up some other shit later, because once you hear they take $380 million, the next thing they usually start saying is, did he pay taxes? So again, I feel bad for them. But also, I guess I don't know. It's interesting when Tate says, you guys hear their side, you don't hear ours. I'm going to be honest with you, Tate. We only hear y'all's side. We don't speak Romanian. We don't even know who the victims are. We've never heard the prosecutor make any statement, ever. We just hear what's kind of coming out in news reports. So really, I'm taking the Tates at their word, mostly. When they said, yo, there are no victims, and then the other side is saying there are 7 victims, I'm like, well, they say there's no victims. Like, what's the truth? I don't know. Regardless, it's clear that Andrew Tate was planning for this day all along. I'm guessing they had some indication that this was going to happen. I wonder what's going to happen with their home release. I hope that they don't go back to jail. I don't think these guys are going to flee. And by the way, if there's a big push to get them back incarcerated when they have done nothing wrong while being on house arrest, this is where you get me to start putting on that tinfoil hat. And I'm saying, yo, they want these guys to shut the fuck up. And the reason and the fact that he's now free doing interviews, very back publicly engaging with the masses again, they want him to be in a dungeon. And that's where I might agree with him with his thought on, even if it takes a couple years and he beats the case, at least they get a couple years of getting him out of the public's eye. Like, just shut up, get away. Just let's lessen the influence. And I'm hoping that's not the case, but, you know, history hasn't been too nice with us just thinking that there are no nefarious objectives when it comes to shit like this. So I'm going to just keep my eyes open. I just don't know.